see. This, some of this is a little watering. We have a young lady in town whose early families was here. Mr. Henry and Mr. Henry Patty June. She works at the Adams Florist. Mm-hmm. She was born here. Now, these are people who are born here in Bible, as far as I know. She might be able to throw a lot of light on it because her mother and daddy, her father's name was Hillary. They had a farm right out here. My husband homesteaded his farm here.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and out what's called Flat Lake. Mm-hmm. But the reason it was Flat Lake, it was just a lake of water.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't there's no hills around here. Everything's mm-hmm. flat land. Mm-hmm. So when he lived out there, a lot of people have farmland out that lived in town. Of course, town never just lived. And she and her mother lived there a long, long time until in 52, I think it was, mm-hmm. when they started talking about the interstate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they, of course, her mother was killed in a car wreck, but you'll worry about that. But Patty June Davis, and she's a lovely person.
Mm-hmm.
She works at the florist. Here it is. Here's our home. Now, I'm the second Mrs. Miss had four children.
Uh-huh.
But now, this is the first Miss here with him.
Oh,
and that's
I see.
His homestead. Not his first homestead
mm-hmm.
a cabin, but his second homestead cabin. His first one was a pole shack. And we have the deed signed by President Wilson when he got his 119 acres from the company. He worked it out as a young man. Now this, he moved out here. He got it in 1914, I think it was. And then when he moved out here, she only lived about from January until April in January and just passed away. And then we married in June. And then we had two fine boys. We had two. And that's why I did that. This is Gladden Hart, Taylor's mother. This is Man Bly's daughter, Miss Harden. This is Gladys's mother.
Uh-huh.
Now, Gladys probably has this Miss Taylor I'm telling
mm-hmm,
you about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I thought that was it. This was taken from the old Courier News when Arkansas, I believe, become a state in 1936.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then 100 years later or something like that, they went to see. Perhaps no more vivid illustration of the progress which the last quarter century has brought in Mississippi County could be found than is offered by these two pictures taken less than 25 years apart. The upper picture taken in about 1914 shows the home of Charlie Abbott on land he homesteaded in Flat Lake. Leaning against the fence is Major C.J. Little, then engaged in survey work mm-hmm. in connection with a famous sunken land lawsuit. Now that's the sunken mm-hmm. land I'm talking mm-hmm. about. The lower picture shows the home which Mr. now one of the county's successful and prosperous farmers occupies today.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you about this Little. Now, he is a great-nephew, is a mayor of Little town. So he could be able to give you Mayor Little if you mm-hmm, might like to put mm-hmm. it in. I'm just giving you some pointers in case I fail to come up with what you're asking about. Now, these are people, if you don't get to do it now, you might write them a note if you don't get
mm-hmm.
to do it. Or you can talk with just a few minutes and get to answer
mm-hmm.
what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was it. Now, the Courier News has this edition if you
uh-huh.
want it.
Mm-hmm. They have that.
No, the Courier have their, the Bible Courier News has an edition of what happened.
Of what? Uh-huh.
In 25, between the two,
uh-huh.
when it become a state.
Oh.
1836. Uh-huh. And if you'd like to have that, this was my husband's job, logging, when he was a young
oh.
man. That man's cleared more land, Mississippi County.
Oh.
he was a pioneer of it.
Oh.
The reason I'm telling you those things
that's
is
so interesting.
Now this is we have a lady in town. Now I wouldn't advise you to talk to her, because all she'll do is brag on her father-in-law.
Oh,
just to be able.
Uh-huh.
Miss is at it. I guess Miss told you Miss is out west in the town. She's
uh-huh.
a real pretty home out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you would have a time with her.
Oh, she'd be talking about
that was told that uh-huh. this man, when he went to the World's Fair,